Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Mark 16:15-20. The Lord has given his parting charge to his disciples, ascended into heaven, and assumed the throne of David by being seated at the right hand of God. Jesus charged the disciples to go preach the gospel. This vital message is God's power for salvation, Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The gospel is the message of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. The gospel calls one to rebirth by the purification of the soul, by obedience, 1 Peter 1:22-25. The gospel which the disciples preached would be confirmed by the signs which Jesus gave them the power to perform. These signs would remain until the completion of God's truth to humanity, 1 Corinthians 13:1-13. The gospel was to be preached to everyone who would hear. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. The terms of salvation as given by Jesus, who now possessed all authority, was belief and baptism. We have this simple account of obedience by the Ethiopian, who said, See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him, Acts 8:36-38. Those who hear the gospel and choose not to believe will be eternally condemned. The gospel of Jesus Christ presents a choice. Believe and be baptized, or be lost forever. The gospel of Jesus Christ either saves or condemns. The hearer decides which way his soul shall travel in eternity. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.